I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Well, what a wonderful time it is to be living for the Lord. And what a wonderful time it is to be able to share with this world Jesus. In just a few moments, we're going to be looking in Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. We're going to look at a man who was bringing praise to God. Why not write me today and let me know that you're listening to the program? I'll be glad to pray for you. I'll be glad to share with you the prayer requests that you have on your heart. I'll be glad to take those to the Lord in prayer. It's so good to hear from each one who is listening, and I thank the Lord for those people who have been saved listening to this program. And I also thank the Lord for those saved people who are praying for us and praying that God will mightily use His Word as it goes forth over the air. Why not write me today? Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. You can simply put on there, Lewis, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Or you can go to our website, lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. On the website, you can leave us an email. You can leave us, a request for prayer. There's a place where you can type in a prayer request and send that to us. You can also download a free transcript of this program. And if you don't have a computer, remember to write to me, Lewis, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731, that's Lewis Woodard, and I'll be glad to send you free of charge a free transcript of this program and other programs of It's a Good Life. Thank the Lord for BibleTranscripts.com who supply these transcripts, and they're free of charge simply for you requesting them or going to our website, lrwm.org. Now in Acts chapter 3 and verse 1, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. He was a beggar. Verse 4 continues on by saying, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And verse 9 says, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. What a wonderful sight that must have been. This man, leaping up, he stood. He stood as a witness to the Word of God. The Word of God, the Scriptures. The Word of God is given by the inspiration of God. In 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. We also see that the Holy Scriptures was given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, it says, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Christ also taught out of the Holy Scriptures. In Luke chapter 24 and verse 27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. Well, the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, also testify of the Lord Jesus. In John chapter 5, verse 39, it says, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. In Acts chapter 10, verse 43, it says, to him give all the prophets witness, talking about Jesus. To him, Jesus, give all the prophets witness, that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Acts chapter 18, verse 28, it says, for he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. And then 1 Corinthians 15:3 says, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. The word is true. The scriptures are true. The Bible says in Romans 3:4, let God be true, but every man a liar. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, in John chapter 1, verse 14, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. On and on, the Bible talks about the scriptures, how that the living scripture, how that the living word, Jesus came into this world to die for sinful men and women. Well, this man in Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 9, he stood as a living witness to the power of God. God's power. God's omnipotence. God's power is perfect and unlimited. His being is almighty and all-powerful. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, the Bible says, but Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible. Notice, but with God, all things are possible. In Psalms chapter 62 and verse 11, it says, God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. God's power is described as great in Psalm 79:11. And on, the Bible talks about His strength, His power. His power is strong, Psalm 89:13. His power is glorious, Exodus 15:6. His power is mighty, Job chapter 9 and verse 4. His power is everlasting, Isaiah 26:4. His power is sovereign, Romans 9:21. His power is effectual, Isaiah 43:13. His power is irresistible, Deuteronomy 32:39. His power is incomparable, Exodus 15, verses 11 through 12. His power is unsearchable, Job 5:9. His power is incomprehensible, Job 26:14. It says there, lo, there are parts of His ways, but how little a portion is heard of Him, but the thunder of His power, who can understand? Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, He hath made everything beautiful in His time. Also, He hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. God is powerful. This man stood as a witness to the power of God. He stood as a witness of the power of Christ to heal. Acts chapter 3 and verse 6 says, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The Bible, contrary to popular belief, does not promise help to those who help themselves. That may come as a shock to you today. The Bible does not promise to help those who help themselves. In Isaiah 40:29 it says, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. 2 Chronicles 20:12 says, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against the great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. How do we get our country to turn back to the Lord today? How do we get our country to realize that Jesus is the only way? We need to fall on our faces today and say, God, I have no power in myself. I'm depending upon you. Lord, help our land to turn back to you. Help us to repent and turn from our wicked ways and to do what you would have us to do as a nation. Help us, Lord, to help others find Jesus as their Savior. Help us to be a witness to His power. Well, this man was a witness in Acts chapter 3. He stood as a witness of the power of Christ to make whole. In Acts chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, it says, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye elders, or ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, If we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, he's speaking of the man now who was healed, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This man stood as a witness of the power of Christ to make whole, to take care of him, to make him, to heal him. Well, this man also stood as a witness against unbelievers. In Acts chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, it says, "This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. This man stood, and by him being healed, Peter was able to preach a great message that day." In verse 12 it says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." In verse 11 of Acts chapter 4, Peter was quoting Psalm 118:22, and Jesus quoted this verse in Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 and 42. This is one of the clearest statements that can be found anywhere setting forth the way of salvation. Only Christ can save, for he hath both created and sustains all things. He himself has made this plain in John chapter 14, 6. As offensive as such a truth may be to non-Christians, we must continually make it clear in our witness to them, for without Christ they are lost and bound for hell. There is no other way to heaven other than through Jesus. This man also stood as a witness with those who are believers. Acts chapter 4 and verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Have you been with Jesus today? Have you bowed your head and had a communion with him today? Have you prayed? Have you talked with Jesus today? Have you been in his word? Have you read it today that he might speak to your heart? This man also stood as a witness against the devil and those who are in opposition to the miraculous work of God in those who work by faith. Acts chapter 4 and verse 14 talks about that. I wonder today, have you trusted Jesus as your Savior? Have you asked him to come into your heart? The Bible says there is no other way other than through Christ. That is the only way. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy that he saves us. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, it says, "For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Right where you're at today, why not bow your head and ask Jesus to come into your heart? He's waiting for you. He wants to save you today. "Lord, come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior." And Christian today, are you standing up? Are you leaping for the Lord? Are you giving a Christian testimony to the fact of what he's done for you, that he saved you and he's made you fit for heaven? Are you doing that? If not, may I invite you to bow your head where you're at and pray and ask God's forgiveness, not for salvation, but because you are saved. Help him, Lord, help these people to live for you today. Thank you for being with me today, and I pray that you'll join me at this same time next week. Until then, this is Lewis Woodard saying that it is a good life. May the Lord bless you richly is my prayer. It's a good life, living for the Lord. Living right has given me much more. Jesus had the happiness that I